tagging on to what Carlita said. I speak into Title IX. And I speak a reversal. I speak to the people of the United States of America. And I call for an outcry. I call for a protest, a universal protest. I speak to the spirit of rebellion in New York, California, all of these areas that are negotiating with those that are illegally and come for nefarious reasons into the borders, cross the borders of the United States of America. I speak into the cartels that your sources, that your minds, that your abilities, that your organizational structure, I speak confusion into it. I speak the scripture, Matthew 7:1, that how ignorantly you have judged the United States of America, how weakly you have judged it, and what you have sown into it, Luke 6:38, that it returns on you, and it returns with measure. And I speak that as you leave this nation, that the Spirit of God, that the angels of God will drive you on. And as you reach your destination, that salvation comes to you. I speak a destruction of everything that is trying to destroy the United States of America and its purpose. And I speak to we, the people of the United States of America. And remember what it is that we had a motto for. We are the brave. We are the strong. We are one nation under the one God. And we release the liberties and the justice, true justice, biblical justice for every single solitary person. I call forth for the borders. I speak to the FBI, the CIA, every organization, every illegal organization. I speak to you at the root. That's the IRS. That's the Treasury. I speak to the Federal Reserve, I speak to every illegal, every non-governmental agency that has disrupted and corrupted and operating corruptly. And I release the word of the blood of God, that I command the blood to speak and to call forth death for these agencies. Save the people, kill the agencies. I turn this over. I overturn what never should have been in the first place. I call forth for boys, girls that are pretending to be something that they're not, again, for nefarious reasons. I speak into the prisons, and I speak to women, rise up, get together, and bring these things down. Call forth, speak loudly. I call forth for the relatives of those that are in the prisons, for safety for these women. And I call an end to this. And it's because of what Jesus did. It's because of the manifestation of what he did over before, even before the foundation of the earth. And I call forth for those that are citizens of the United States of America to awaken and grow up. I speak to us that you are no longer moved by your feelings and your emotions. That you no longer put people in office because you like them. But you put them in office or because they're a Christian or because they are this or that. But because of the integrity of which they have spoken, I call forth for the religious spirit that has put people in office because they say what they are. I call for an end to that. And I speak this forth out of the heart and the mouth of God. That God is no respecter of person. And I speak to you in the United States of America. That you are a nation of righteousness. I call you with God. I call you when you called yourself in the foundation of it. I call you back. I remind you of who you are. And I call for a shaking that we'll remember those that say that they're kingdom citizens. Remember, it's the king's will, not yours. Those that call, that say they call on the name of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. There's only one God, so I call for unity, not uniformity. I come against uniformity, and I speak confusion into that plan. I call forth for all of that to die in the name of Jesus. Every Marxist, every socialist, Every communistic, everything that is trying to bring a people into uniformity, I call confusion into you. You will not survive. You will not succeed. Not in this land. And I call forth for a cleansing of the land. I call forth for those that say that they know more than God. I speak to the specifics of Bill Gates and Mr. Soros and all of these that are for the destruction in order to control. I speak to those. I speak to the false gods. I speak to the molesters, the rapers of little girls and boys and men and women. That spirit of perversion, you have no place. You be recognized, you be seen, that the eyes of the people are open so they see dead men walking. That you're able to see in the spirit realm. And I call forth the will of God to manifest. And God, I thank you that you are revealing, that you are pulling back the covers. To allow the people to see what they've been following. And I worship you. I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I magnify you. Because your will and your word has gone out. And it will do what it is to do. And it goes out speedily. And Father, I ask that you release the angels that I don't have the authority to release. The ones that I do, I release you to go forth and bring this word to pass. Holy Spirit, I ask you to do the part that you're to do. Jesus, I ask you to do the part that you're to do. I don't know what it is, but I do know that I've done my part. So I thank you that we are one and your words have been released. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Daropa koshi hilakayan tosko makampa. Alate santo shiroropa kota. I have one thing to tag on to that which you said, and that is, oh, Father, we thank you, though. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the apostolic release. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the words that have gone forth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we thank you also that the legal system in the United States of America that has been used to bring about destruction of human lives and even to disrupt everything in the Constitution that speaks of sitting and former presidents. We release the blood of Jesus. I release the blood of Jesus over all those who stand for righteousness, regardless of how they live their lives. And thank you that your blood, Jesus, protects Mr. Trump and all others that are being persecuted. And whatever the terminology may be, that does not matter. What does is that the spirit of lawlessness and recklessness that has tried to go run amok in this nation, as has been released apostolically, that the sign and the wonder will be the exposure of every agenda that judges will find themselves on every court bench all over this United States of America, telling the truth on themselves, and that those that have committed treason in this nation, regardless of how high up they think they are, that the spirit of righteousness and the righteousness of the blood of Jesus speaks to these lawless spirits and brings them down. And we praise you and thank you for all that has been released on this call and the prayers that we will continue to speak by you, Holy Spirit, praying in tongues for the continuation and the sounding and the resounding of that which is even now echoing in oh my God, the things that those words, the apostolic release is going forth. And we praise you for that today. I thank you for every person that has prayed. And thank you for every word that has been released and what will continue to be released throughout this week, not just through this house, but all the others that you have raised up in your kingdom to release God's kingdom come and God's will be done on earth as in heaven, in the name of Jesus.